Good morning. Do you hear these little birds? I hope so. So, good morning. I have a very funny story. Those were actually birds from YouTube and not real birds. However, I was out on my morning walk earlier, and I suddenly had this, you know, just moment of, oh, I want to make my love gram right now. And oh boy, did I have a wonderful time making you this love gram. Not this one, of course, because this is not that one. But I had been inspired because I was listening to something and I wanted to tell you about it. And when I turned on the recorder, the birds were chirping and it was beautiful. Then what happened? I talked and talked and shared, and the crows came, and I was so excited because I'd been telling you about the crows over the last couple of months, and just at a really important part of the recording, they came in and they were cawing and I was delighted, and then some other magical things happened. You can probably guess where I'm going with this. It was splendid. You know, in my mind, now that I don't have that recording, that was the best recording I've ever made you, and it was just magical. Well, what happened was, when I got home and was transferring it to my computer for you, I started listening to it, and it was just garble. It was like there was nothing. You could hear this little teeny tiny voice, like far off in the distance. And what had happened, I realized, is that when I'd been walking and listening, I had my AirPods in and I was listening to something on Audible. And when I got so excited to share with you and to make you a voice message, I did not disconnect my AirPods. Instead, I took them out of my ears and threw them in my little bag. So the whole voice recording was from the perspective of my AirPods in my bag. Oh, Lordy. I'm so sad. I'm not so much sad about what I said, because I can, of course, share with you, you know, some of the stuff was so important that I remember it. But I'm sad because I've had to do this sometimes where it's like I might be leaving my beau, Ian, a voice note, and then something happens like this. And it's like in the recreating of it, it loses the in-the-moment energy. And that's what I'm sad about. So I'm sad about losing the in-the-moment energy, and I'm sad about losing those birds. There were so many. They were like crazy singing this morning, and I thought it was for you. And then like when the crows came, I thought it was for you. So often when these things happen, I don't know about you, but for me, obviously we can either just be really upset and feel disappointed, or look for like, okay, you know, how am I going to benefit from having lost that voice note? What's going to happen in the second voice note that will be fresh or new or, you know, helpful? And perhaps this is already it, right? So perhaps I thought in my mind that the love gram was about what I was talking to you about earlier, but perhaps what the love gram this week wanted to be about was how we handle disappointment, how we handle these, you know, everyday small, I'm putting that in quotes because they're small, but they're not, but how we handle those losses, how we handle, you know, we lose something that meant something to us, a piece of jewelry or, you know, somebody's address that was written on a piece of paper. And how do we come back from that? Maybe that's what wanted to be talked about. I don't know, perhaps I could have or should have maybe waited a little longer to make the second recording because I don't have enough space between it at the moment. And truthfully, I am still disappointed. I was excited not just for you to have that recording, but they're meaningful for me especially like that, you know, not every love gram feels as if the universe has jumped in to respond. And that one really did. I there were a lot of things that I brought into it. Okay, there's really no need to keep going over. That's another lesson, right? It's like my mind, my conditioned mind, my monkey mind wants to keep reviewing what is lost. But that's not going to make me feel any better, and that's not going to be helpful for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a few more, like, other birds. I was going to say fake birds, but these aren't fake birds. Somebody recorded these birds, right? These are every bit as real as the birds that I was recording for you. In fact, they're so cute. In fact, I'm also going to find crows. They're not my crows. They're not my crows anyway, are they? I named them though. I was so happy because I said to you, here's Marilee and here's Jordan. And then they came in and they were so happy. I'm going to cue them up for when I'm telling you about when they came. Okay. So here's what was going on. I'll give you a rather quick update, but I was walking. I take walks in the morning and looking at the flowers and the trees and the sky and listening to a teacher named Tosha Silver. And Tosha talks a lot about letting go, surrender, letting life lead us. And she, at this moment, when I was listening to the recording that inspired me to pick up and record to you, she was talking about receiving. And just at the moment that she was talking about receiving and I was listening to her, I was enveloped in this beautiful, like really strong scent of jasmine. And I didn't see it anywhere, which was interesting. I was looking around, but it just was so beautiful. And then at that same moment, that's when the birds started chirping. And I thought, oh, I'm going to make my love gram right now. Like it just felt like the moment. So I did, right? And you already know that whole story. But what I was saying to you that still feels very important, and maybe part of losing that first recording is for me to really anchor in the messages that I got this morning. You know, that by saying it all over again, it really does help the synapses connect more. So I was saying to you that life is always waiting to offer us love and beauty, and that when Tosha Silver was talking about receiving, and I suddenly received the jasmine and the birds, and then I received a love for you, which I was talking to you about, because as soon as I turned the recorder, I felt this great connection and love, and there was this abundance in that moment simply by turning my attention to receiving. And then I walked with you for a long time, sort of exploring this concept of how do we receive, and that typically it seems like I am coming first from the place of giving, right? Because I talk a lot about giving creative gifts or giving people attention and love and appreciation. But that hopefully, if I've done my job correctly, that whenever I'm talking to you about giving, I hope that I also make sure to remind us all, me included, that receiving is always a part of giving if we're present and if we're coming from a place of love. And that I call this like the circle of giving, because it's not really giving, then receiving. It's like this circle that's happening at the speed of light all the time. And in order to get that and get in the sense of receive it, we need to pause and really take it in. And so where that took me, I hope this is okay. I hope you don't mind. I'm just sort of recounting, but it is kind of helpful for me to retrace the paths. And you don't know this, but as I'm talking to you, I'm in my head, I'm walking the path I was walking. And it's just like those people say who help us with memory. You know how they say to pretend like you're walking in the door and that different items that you're trying to remember are attached to things in the house or places in the house. It's almost like that. I can, as I'm imagining walking, I can remember what I talked to you about, which is pretty darn cool, really. So right now I'm walking, there's a little alley back behind some houses that I love. There's some ferns and they're just so soft, and they always look to me like they're waving, you know, gently in the breeze, like they're waving hello to me. So I was walking by those ferns and talking to you about, every Wednesday I facilitate an author panel for Mango Publishing, who published my book, Say It Now. And it's one of the, I'm just so fortunate to get to do this, because every week I'm in conversation with authors who are, they're coming from this place of mindfulness, or they're coming from a place of health and wellness, or spirituality, compassion, love, just positivity and joy. It's the Mango Publishing world. They really take care to choose books that serve us, that support us, that enhance our lives. And so every Wednesday I'm in conversation. And last Wednesday, the theme was The Art of Stopping was one of the books. David Kuntz was one of the authors. The other book was called, I think it was Mindful Warrior. I apologize. It's Kim Colgrove's book. Anyhow, both of the authors, the combined topic was Be Still and Heal. And I was recounting to you that in the course of our panel on Wednesday, David was talking about something he calls a still point, which is very, very quick. Is it like, you know, it can be seconds or it could be a minute of stopping and paying attention and allowing ourselves that tiny little stop. And I was telling you about this and how on the panel, we actually did that. I stopped everybody for just a, you know, half a minute, and we all got still together and quiet. And I did that with you. Did you like it? Well, I can recreate it right now. What I did was I stopped and the birds were chirping. Let me go find my other birds again. Goodness, this is so funny. I'm making myself kind of laugh at this whole thing I'm doing. So I stopped and the birds were chirping, and I invited you to have a still point. Right now, close your eyes, unless you're driving. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. And just let yourself listen to the birds. Let yourself think about maybe a face of someone you love. It could be a child, it could be a friend, a family member, a spouse, a friend that you've seen recently. And just let yourself feel in this little still point a sense of joy, a sense of connection. Maybe take a deep, deep breath. And just watch how it feels to breathe. Maybe life wants to drop in a tiny little piece of wisdom or information. That's it. What we just did right there, that was our still point. And you can practice this, and I hope you will, you know, many times throughout the day, like to allow yourself to have, oops, there's the birds again. I'm trying to find my crows because I forgot to play the crows for you. I think this is them. Okay. They're very quiet on the video. There they are. These are also not my crows. These are YouTube crows, but they were somebody's crows. And I guess what's the difference for you between somebody else's crows and my crows? But, oh, I'm sorry. I'm cracking up. I know, you know, I do this, right? I just make these in the moment, but it's like, it's such a funny thing what I'm experiencing, because it feels to me like there are 100 other things I talked to you about, even though the other recording was 15 minutes exactly, which I thought was funny because I try to keep them 15 minutes and usually they go over, but it was exactly 15 minutes. And anyhow, the crows had come in, just so you know, because it felt to me like an underscoring when I was talking to you about giving and receiving being this circle and that, you know, importance of allowing ourselves to feel the receiving as much as we feel the giving in life. That's, and the crows, like they, boom, they just came in. First, you know, I call one of them Merrily, and she, you know, she, I don't know, I don't really, they look the same, but somehow I always know, like, oh, there's Merrily and there's Jordan. Sometimes there's a third one. And anyway, here's the last thing I want to say to you, because this was also really tender and really wonderful. So I'm walking around, and as I'm talking to you, I'm just walking and walking and talking to you on that previous recording. And I remembered, I didn't remember, dropped in from life at some point that when I started making these recordings, I used to use the Ram Dass quote a lot. This was right when the pandemic had started. And I would say, we're all just walking each other home. We're all just walking each other home. And that was sort of the guiding light for me of what the Lovegrams felt like. Like we could all be together in everything we were experiencing in that crazy, crazy period of the pandemic. And that dropped in for me. And I was so grateful because I haven't said it to you in a long time. And yet it's still true, right? We're all just walking each other home. And as I was saying that to you, I looked up and around me and I was right in front of my house. And it was so beautiful. It was this like magical little moment of you walking me home, literally. And me sort of inviting you to my home. There was just this like wonderful part of it. So that's how I had ended the recording. And goodness gracious, I'm struck by all of this. And I'm sure that life will continue to give me the gifts from having lost that recording. Right now already, just to sort of recap a little, you know, there's something about losing something that obviously makes us appreciate it in a whole new way. And that's an interesting thing. So maybe the thing that really wanted to be said is here right now in minute 17, which is, can you go about your day today and allow yourself to receive everything in your life? Because what I was just doing was I was looking around my studio at all the things I didn't lose, right? Like, yes, I lost that recording and I feel disappointed, but I was looking around and like in my mind, in split seconds, kind of feeling the gift of what is not lost. And maybe the universe really, really wanted me to say that. Maybe that's what I really needed this morning, is to receive everything in my life, including you, right? You are not lost to me, even though I lost that recording of love I made for you. My son, when I came out into the studio, who he was outside doing kettlebell and we joked for a while, he's right there. I can hear him right now still with the kettlebell. So that's maybe the thing. Can you live your life today and receive what's there? Anyway, listen, thank you so much. I love you. We are all walking each other home. And that home, right, is the place inside of us where we feel connected and alive and filled with love. And even if our lives don't look like anything we'd ever imagined, that we can be home in our lives and we can trust, just like we did together today, that, you know, there's something for us to see in every moment. And we can stop, we can have a still point, and we can receive what's there for us. Okay, sending you love. Bye-bye.